from Springfield. Just miles from your doorstep, hundreds of men are given weapons and trained to kill. The government calls it the Army. But a more alarmist name would be the Killbot Factory. But first, Springfield has come down with a fever. Football fever brought on by the biggest game of the year. The pigskin classic between the Shelbyville Sharks and our own Springfield Atoms. If you have the fever, there's only one cure. Take two tickets and see the game Sunday morning.
Warning, tickets should not be taken internally.
See, because of me, now they have a warning.
Hey, Dad, sell you these for $50.
Woohoo! So,
those aren't tickets to the game, Homer.
What do you mean? It says right here, free wig with every purchase of large wig. Downtown Wig Center.
Why, you little...
Free wig.
I love you, homie.
I don't need her at all anymore. I did it. Second in line, and all I had to do was miss 8 days of work.
With the money you would have made working, you could have bought tickets from a scalper.
In theory, yes. Jerk.
Give me 30,000 tickets.
That'll be $950,000, please.
Look, the thing about that is I only got $10 on me. Can I pay you the rest later?
Sure.
Oh.
That was Bobby McFerrin's new one. I'm worried.
Need money.
Okay, if you want two tickets to the Big Pig Skin Classic, just get to a phone and be our 13th caller.
Get tickets. Must get tickets. Find phone. Get. Oh, stupid sheep.
Go!
Still waiting for that caller. Oh, we have a winner. What's your name, sir?
Ned Flanders.
Oh, not Flanders. Anybody but Flanders.
Oh, golly, that doesn't put the shaz into them. Oh, listen, what's the cash value of those tickets so I can report on my income tax?
I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. Do 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 do. Near 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 near. Excellent guitar riff. Why am I such a loser? Why?
Well, your father was a loser, and his father. It's genetic, man.
Oh! What's so special about this game, anyway? It's just another chapter in the pointless rivalry between Springfield and Shelbyville. They built a mini mall, so we built a bigger mini mall. They made the world's largest pizza, so we burned down their city hall.
Yeah, they swore they'd get us back by spiking our water supply, but they didn't have the guts.
The walls are melting again.
Personally, I think I'm overdone.
God, if you really are God, you'll get me tickets to that game.
Idly ho, neighbor. Want to go to the game with me? I got two tickets.
Why do you mock me, oh Lord?
Homer, that's not God. That's just a waffle that Bart tossed up there.
Ooh. I know I shouldn't eat thee, but... sacrilegious.
Homer?
Huh?
Are you planning to hit Ned Flanders with that pipe and take his tickets?
No. Huh? Oh. Flanders, I decided I'd like to go to the game with you.
Well, get out the Crayolas and color me tickled pink. Ooh, what's with the lead pipe? Are you going to give my noggin a flogging?
Well, yeah. Doc! I can't let the boy see me with you!
What?
Hi.
Hey, look, Homer's got one of those robot cars.
One of those American robot cars.
Min, there's a little crippled boy sitting in the hospital who wants you to win this game. I know because I crippled him myself to inspire you.
Well, I hope they win, or Mr. Burns said he's coming back.
Wow, these are amazing seats, huh, Homer?
Yeah. Hey, everybody! Here comes fun!
Oh! I'll take two dogs, two sodas, and two ice cream bars. What the hell happened to my dogs? I want answers.
Well, I guess I should pay my share.
Oh, relax, Homer. I keep telling you, you're my guest.
Ooh, you brought me a nacho hat.
Thanks, Ned. Nacho, nacho man. I want to be a nacho man.
Blue 27 on 3.
If anyone can pull it off, it's Stan the Boy Taylor.
Stan, he's our boy. If he can't do it, no one will.
Yeah. Losers! Losers! Kiss my big Springfield behind, Shelbyville! Woo! Ha ha! I am invincible! Invincible! You... Ow! Oh. Hey! Somebody sign an autograph! Please, somebody sign an autograph! Hey, would you sign it? You fat, stupid jerk!
Huh?
It was him!
Ned? Is it? Ned Flanders?
Hidley ho, Stanster.
You know Stan Taylor?
Know me. Ned Flanders saved me. I used to party all night and sleep with lingerie models until Ned and his Bible group showed me that I could have more.
Professional athletes always wanting more.
Ned, they gave me the game ball. I want you to have it.
Stan, tell you what, Homer Simpson here is just about the biggest Adam fan that's ever graced God's green earth. I bet he'd enjoy it even more than me.
Sure, anything for Nettie. There you go.
Wow, thanks. Now I have four children. You will be called Stitch Face. Wow, Flanders, this is about the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Ooh, I guess it's time for me to duck again.
No! I want everyone to know that this is Ned Flanders, my friend!
What'd he say?
I don't know, something about being gay.
Homer, that's our wedding photo.
Marge, quit living in the past.
Hey, Lee Ho, window buddy. Just wondering if you'd like to come over and give the new pool table a whirl.
I'll be there. And this time, you can be the nacho man.
Dad and Ned Flanders friends? What's next? A's on Bart's report card?
Be careful there, Homer. That is sort of a new table.
Watch this, Ned. They don't call me Springfield Fats just because I'm morbidly obese. Now you got a lawsuit on your hands. Just kidding.
What's wrong, Jeremiah?
It's not fair. My brother Joseph has a sin to confess. I wish I had one, too.
Oh, don't you see? You do have a sin to confess. The sin of envy.
That's all well and good for sheep, but what are we to do?
Boring. Let's watch something else.
Aww. Now, boys, Mr. Simpson is the guest. He gets to decide what to watch.
Yeah. Hey, what gives? I thought you had a satellite dish.
Sure diddly-doo. Over 230 channels locked out.
Okay, boys, time for bed. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Daddy. Goodnight, Uncle Homer.
Oh, Uncle Homer. Ned, since you've let me spend time with your family, I want you to get to know my family. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'd like to introduce Ned Flanders, my best friend.
Hey, I don't want no people in here with their evils of alcohol rap.
Wait a second. You're the man at the hospital who reads to sick children.
And truly, she was my friend, Flicka.
No!
If this gets out, the next words you say will be muffled by your own butt.
Oh.
Honey, I'm so glad you're home.
Can't talk, see Flanders, later sex.
Bless the grocer for this wonderful meat, middleman who jacked up the price, and let's not forget the humane but determined boys over at the slaughterhouse.
Hiya, Flanders! Ooh, dinner. May I join you?
Homer, I'd love to chitty-chat, but tonight's the night I do my charity work.
Oh, yeah. The judge made me do that once, too. Stupid lack of public urinals. Hey! Just so you don't have to suffer alone, I'm coming with you.
Oh, well, that sounds super duper.
Oh, you poor unfortunate man. Let's get you out of those clothes immediately, and we'll do whatever we can about the smell.
But, all right. Oh, come on. We've been here for 15 minutes. Can't you see they're sucking the life out of us?
Homer, maybe you'd have more fun at Moe's tonight.
Oh, for some reason, Moe's always closed on Wednesdays.
And then they realized they were no longer little girls. They were little women.
Come on, just give them the slop and let's get out of here. I can do it faster than that.
Wow, look at that enthusiasm. This is front page material.
Homie, I'm very proud of you. But don't you think you're spending too much time with Ned? Your family needs you too.
Oh, of course you'd say something like that, Marge. You've hated Ned for years. In fact, you wanted to bash his head in with a pipe.
That was you!
Love, Marge. Don't hate. Love.
Flanders are a bunch of geeks, man.
The Flanderesses are not geeks! Okay, Rod and Todd are, and the wife has a thing for me, but she hides it behind a mask of low-key hostility. But we've got to give this thing a chance. I want the two families to take a trip together this weekend.
No way, Jose.
Yes way.
Don't worry, Bart. It seems like every week something odd happens to the Simpsons. My advice is to ride it out, make an occasional smart aleck quip, and by next week we'll be back to where we started from, ready for another wacky adventure.
Ay, caramba.
That's the spirit.
Don't worry. I brought my Rappin' Ronnie Reagan tape. It always makes the trip go faster.
Well.
You know something? He did say well a lot.
Well.
More. Keep going. More. Right there. Let her go. Okay, let's go boating!
How my boys doing, Homer?
They're fine.
Hey, I hope the children enjoy my special fruit punch.
We got the recipe from the Fruit Punch Advisory Board.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Our boys don't eat sugar.
But why would the advisory board give us bad advice?
No sugar.
Thank you, but we're not allowed.
Oh, it's okay. There's no sugar in Pixie Sticks. Trust me.
Okay. Don't hug it off, smelly head.
What the hell, sick face? Give me that sugar cane! Give me
I'd like to propose a toast to the coming together of the Simpsons and the Flanders. If this were a more perfect world, we'd all be known as the Flimpsons. So here's to my best friend, Ned.
Well, sir, my entire family is very touched and...
Boom, boys! What you doing?
We're heading back. Todd's got zesty Italian in his eye.
Okay. But at least let me take the boat out for one last spin.
Oh, I don't know.
Too late!
Oh, Lord... Please give me the strength to endure Homer Simpson's friendship.
car. Boy, what are the odds, huh?
Cheers to Homer Simpson for all his recent charity work. Cheers to this rusty tailgate.
There's Homer. There's Homer, too. That's also Homer. That's Homer!
What's the matter, Ned?
I think I hate Homer Simpson.
Marge, I think I hate Ted Koppel. No, wait. I find him informative and witty. Night.
Oh, almost. Boy, that was close.
Hey, what's up for today, Nettie?
Homer, we're going to visit the boy's grandmother. Family only, you know?
Right, no reporters.
No, I mean just the Flanders family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy, Grandma!
We're not going anywhere.
But you said...
Sometimes to keep from hurting someone's feelings, we have to say things that aren't exactly...
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
Nettie! Nettie! Let's get in a quick nine down at the pitching putt. He didn't see me.
We did it! We got rid of him! I told you, officer, I'm not hepped up on goofballs.
Yeah, right.
Ned Flanders, I never would have imagined.
Here's the kite, everybody! Goofballs! Yeah, where's your messiah now, Flanders? Yeah.
I can't do it, Maud. I can't face their accusing eyes.
Oh, don't worry, Ned. This is a house of love and forgiveness.
There he is, Ned Flanders.
The fallen one.
The evil one.
But he's the one who wrote Homer all over the bathroom.
Oh, I think we should leave.
Hey, Flanders, over here! I got us some kick-ass seats!
Before I get started on today's sermon entitled, What Ned Did, I'd like to publicly congratulate Homer Simpson on his recent charity work.
I live to give.
That's beautiful. We appreciate the kisses. Now let us bow our heads in a silent prayer of thanksgiving.
Stop it! Breathe through your damn mouth!
Oh.
Oh, can't you see this man isn't a hero? He's annoying. He's very, very annoying.
Well, Ned Flanders is just jealous.
The guy's hepped up on goofballs.
Let's sacrifice him to our god! Come on, we did it all the time in the 30s. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Huh?
Oh, dare you talk about Ned Flanders like that. He's a wonderful, kind, caring man. Maybe even more so than me. There have been times when I lost patience with him, even lashed out at him. But this man has turned every cheek on his body. If everyone here were like Ned Flanders, there'd be no need for heaven. We already be there.
Oh. Well, I think we all owe Ned a heartfelt apology. We were wrong to doubt him.
Hey, that guy's right!
That was a very nice thing you did, homie.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Homer. You really are a... You're a true friend.
Right back at you, buddy. Now, how about that game at the pitch and putt?
Just try and stop me.
I don't get it, Lise. You said everything would be back to normal, but Homer and Flanders are still friends.
Yeah, maybe this means the end of our wacky adventures.
Guess what, everyone? My great-uncle Boris died and left us his old country house. There's only one catch. They say it's haunted. But I'm sure we can prove him wrong by spending the weekend there.
Hi, diddly-ho, neighbor.
Get lost, Flanders.
Okily-dokily.
See? I told you. There's nothing to worry about. This place isn't...